Hey guys, welcome back to this podcast. Today we are going to be talking about mental health. Very happy subject.
So before we get into it, I want to give a quick warning. We will be talking about a heavier subject today, and we feel that it is important, but we understand that it can be a trigger for some people. So if you can't listen to this or you want to click off, we completely understand. Take care of yourself first, and let's get started.
Peace, love, happiness. It's so weird.
Okay, so
All
we
right, wait,
are going to be
wait.
doing this.
I just gotta give a little warning. I am a very my sense of humor, like I have a very dark
Going to
sense of
talk
humor.
about that.
I what?
I was literally just going to talk about that. Yeah.
I like to laugh about not so great, like not things you should laugh about. So if I happen to just, make a joke out of something, I truly don't mean what I'm saying. It's just my way of making what we're talking about a little
Situation less awkward.
less awkward for me. Yeah.
Okay.
I
So
just
I was.
don't want people to think I'm a bad person because I'm not.
True. But I was just gonna say, like, we're gonna do this in our normal style, but also be respectful of the fact that these things are a real struggle for a lot of people around the world. So we're gonna be respectful of that, but we will be kind of adding in a little bit of our style of just being like funny,
Goofy,
if that
funny.
makes sense. But we want you to know that we're not trying to make a joke of it. It's just kind of how we like to process some of these things. Like that. Like, I just like laughing at the same things all the time.
It's the way, sometimes we're laughing at the, like, because we can see each other. We're on Zoom, so we can, like, see each other. So sometimes it's the way we look, or the way we did something, or a noise we hear in our house, or it could be a bunch of things while we're laughing. So sometimes you may not be getting the full story.
True, because you can only hear us.
You can
So
only.
the first thing I wanted to talk about is seasonal depression or seasonal affective disorder or SAD. First thing I wanted to say is I kind of hate that it's seasonal affective disorder, because then the abbreviation is SAD, and it's like when you try and like type it to people, or like you say like in a text, you're like, I have SAD or something. It's like people are like, what's sad? And I'm like, no.
Oh, that is funny. I mean, not funny. It's.
It's
See,
funny.
I.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
People are. Whoever listens to this, I hope I'm never your friend. I'm kidding. Kind of.
Gosh.
I hope I'm never, like. I'm a good person. Just gonna keep mentioning that.
So, for starters, basically what seasonal affective disorder is, or seasonal depression, is kind of what it sounds like. Basically, you get almost depressed, not necessarily like when you think of depression, you think of like a lot of people will think of like really bad, where you need to be like hospitalized or whatever, or you like stuff like that. But there's many different sides to depression, so you need to think about it as being different from that. Oh my God, I don't even know how to put my thought into words, but basically it's just like it's not always that bad, and it's different for everyone. But
Yeah.
a lot of the times with seasonal depression, it isn't quite as bad as like you might think. But for some people it is. It all depends on the person again. But for me, I get seasonal depression a lot in like January and February, because for me it doesn't happen a lot in December because of the excitement about the holidays and being with family. But then when comes like January, February, and it's been snowing forever and cold forever, I just get really sad and like cry all the time and like don't want to talk to a lot of people, even though I'll put on a face a lot for family or friends or whatever. But I definitely, like, when I'm alone, I'll definitely be like really sad, and like all I do is like sit in my bed, if that makes sense. Like, I don't even know like how to put it into words, but it's very like it's very not me. And I, like, this hasn't always been, like, a problem. Like, it's more the past, like, 2 or 3 years that I've really noticed, like, that I really don't do that great in January and February. I've always, not always, but, you know, like, the past few years specifically been really, like, showing symptoms of this mental illness.
And also, if you don't like the winter and, like, sometimes you just feel sad, like, in the winter because, like, you can't do anything, or, like, sometimes that completely doesn't mean that you have, what is it, seasonal depression?
Yeah. That's true, too. Some people just don't like cold.
Like me. I just don't like it, so, at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely used to, like, well, I've always hated the cold in general, but I think it really, like, got to a point of being, like, showing a lot of the symptoms of seasonal depression versus just me saying I hate the cold. That's why it became, like, kind of a problem for me in specifically this year a lot, too, because I wasn't really able to, like, see family a lot, so that played a huge part in it. So this year, January and February were not the best months for me, and, like, I don't know, I feel like it was, like, I genuinely, like, when I'm looking back, I'm, like, I would think about, like, me, like, sitting at the dinner table in January versus me sitting at the dinner table now. Like, I would literally not talk, which is not like me. Like, I talk a lot, clearly, and, like, I would just sit there and be mad all the time, and it was, like, for months, so that was not fun.
Yeah. No, it doesn't sound fun. Sorry, I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know how to respond.
No, yeah, yeah. But some of the different symptoms that are just different from not liking the cold are your mood about it is not just, oh, I hate the cold. It's, like, a genuine feeling inside of you of just, like, sadness. I never really, like, I never, ever, 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 ever wanted to, like, hurt myself in any way because of it, but all I wanted to do was lay in my bed and, like, just sleep because I wanted this to just be over. Like, I just wanted the cold and wet and all of that to be over. So it wasn't ever, like, to the point where, like, I wanted to, like, hurt myself because I just didn't want to feel this, like, pain anymore. But because I have these, that, like, is really scary to me. I, like, hope if that ever does become a problem with me, I will, like, tell someone or something so I can, like, get help, because that's, like, that is, like, one of my biggest fears is, like, hurting or killing myself.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, I don't know. I just, like it, yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. That's, I, yeah, no, it's definitely, yep. I don't know what to say on them, yeah.
No, yeah, this one, like, I feel like you don't have a lot to say about, but I just have a few more things to say about this one, and then we can move on to the next one. So I have a few, like, different facts about seasonal depression. First is it's very common, so, like, more than 3 million U.S. cases per year, and it usually is, like, specific months of the year, and if you have it during those specific months of the year consecutively for 2 years, then you can self-diagnose. But if you just see it 1 year, then, and you're like, oh yeah, I have seasonal depression, no, it could have just been a bad year, you gotta, like, go to the doctor or wait another year. But if you have those same symptoms for 2 years or more, then you can self-diagnose, if that makes sense. And it's usually self-diagnosed, as I was just saying. Lab testing or imaging is not really a thing for this type of mental illness. And you can, like, see a therapist about it and talk to them. There's also, like, different light therapies. This year, I looked into the light therapies, but I personally didn't feel that staring at a light bulb would do anything for me, and I actually been thinking a lot lately about seeing a therapist for this and some of my other mental, I don't want to say, problems, but that's like, I don't want to say illnesses either. Like some of my other mental things in my head that we'll get into later on in the podcast, I want to see a therapist, but I don't know how to go about it. So I'm going to be doing some research about that. But anyways, Marissa, why don't you talk about something?
I don't really know what to talk about.
Would you ever want to see a therapist?
No, absolutely not.
Do you have a reason why?
Yeah. I don't like talking to people.
I know. I knew that was your reason. I just want them to know.
You wanted them to know. Yeah, no, I don't like talking to people. I've tried. But no. No, not at all. I can't stand people. Like, it's so awkward, too. I feel like it would give me more, like, it'd make me more annoyed.
Yeah. I'm kind of nervous to, like, talk to a stranger about it, but I know that in the end, it'll help me. So that's kind of my thought about it. But I could see why some people, like, wouldn't think that.
Yeah, no, not for me. I also don't have any reasons why I should, like, where I am now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no, I mean, yeah, I think everybody, I think that should be normalized. Like, I think that it's definitely, everyone should talk to someone, even if you don't think you do. But I don't think I do. That makes no sense. No sense. It's okay. Some people will understand me.
I get what you mean, but I also, like, I get it, like, I get what you mean, and I get you, and, like, I would see why you would say that, but I think differently for me, because I do see a reason why I should go to a therapist right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't, so.
Yeah. I also, we have two other specific types of mental illnesses that we want to talk about, but this is like my therapy for now until I get a real therapist, is just talking to Marissa and random people who listen to this. I hate that I do this. I think about my traumas, you could say, that have happened to me in my life. And I'm like, oh my God, they're like nothing compared to some people. But like, you shouldn't do that. Like, I think about it and I'm like, Madeline, you gotta stop, because just because they aren't as significant as some people's doesn't mean they don't matter.
Yeah, and it also doesn't mean like the person, one thing that I feel strongly about that is that when you talk to someone, you don't have, like, don't talk to them. I mean, yes, you don't, actually no, don't talk to them for advice, like, or like how they, if it's a situation to handle it. I think that talking to someone, like, just to talk to someone, it's just nice to know that someone's listening. Like, even if they don't say anything, at least you have someone who knows, and like someone who's listening to you when it's all happening, or whatever is happening.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I definitely don't. I do sometimes, a lot of the times I will be like, oh yeah, no, there's so many other people who are going through harder, like, that's something I do, but more with people in the world rather than people I know. Like, I don't do it with people I know, because I don't really know anyone's situation.
I think the people that I do it with the most, I think, would be, yeah, like, people in the world, like influencers or YouTubers, but also sometimes, like, my friends. Like, say, like, one of my friends' grandmother's just died, and I'm also going through something, but just because my thing isn't that my grandmother died doesn't mean my thing's any less. But I think the reason I feel that way is because in some situations, and not with you or not with any of the friends I have now, but they've made me feel like my thing was less just because it wasn't the same exact situation.
Not with me.
No, totally. Really, really, not with you.
To my ship.
I am not lying.
Maybe not this
certain
year.
Certain situations, but not that exact situation.
Last year, I know for, no, 2 years ago, fifth grade, for sure, I know you were.
Well, fifth grade was an interesting year for me. And sixth grade, but sixth grade was an interesting year in a different way. Fifth grade was like one of the hardest years for me family wise. And then beginning of sixth grade, friend things were happening that were insane that we're definitely not talking about because it involves another person. And if we talked about that without this other person, that would just not be good. And then the end half of sixth grade, like 2020, basically start of 2020, because my great-grandmother died January 2nd of 2020, I was like, wow, okay, this year is going to be terrible.
Yeah, I definitely, fifth grade was an interesting year, that's all I'm gonna say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do not mind sharing why mine was an interesting year, but I also can't share all of it because, whoa.
She just poked. Okay, he can't just say whoa because they won't understand. She just poked herself in her in the eye. It's all good. I mean, she's still alive.
I'm fine.
guys.
Oh my god. Okay. Sorry. This is hard for me because I want more than anything to share every little detail about what happened to me in fifth grade, but I can't because even though it happened to me, it's not like about my brother or my mom or my dad. And when it's not about my brother, my mom or my dad, then it gets a little hard to share all the details because you don't want to expose someone else's life.
I completely don't like sharing anything. So, yeah, which makes sense because it doesn't even, if I wanted to share what I wanted to share, it doesn't even involve another person. I could give you every detail. It is confidential. So, look at me with my little words.
Was that even fifth grade? I can't even remember if it was fifth grade. No, it was definitely fifth grade. What I'm about to say. Basically, my first thing is, again, this is hard because I can't go into full detail, even though I would love to. My grandmother, with either of these things, really, like, one, because the whole grandmother story is, like, a really long story, and, like, that would take, like, 6 hours to share the whole story. And then two, because the other story I'm not even going to talk about because...
Check out her YouTube. Sorry I interrupted, but if you want, right? Didn't you...
Not my great grandmother. This is fifth grade, so this is about my mom's mom, my grandmother.
Wondering. I was like, wait.
No.
I didn't know that in fifth grade. You were closed off. You completely shut yourself out of the world. No offense.
I feel like I don't even like remember this.
You didn't talk about anything in fifth grade.
I don't even know. I mean, we also weren't as close.
That's true.
I still didn't talk to my friends about it. Yeah. Now I would. Oh yeah. Okay. If this was happening to me now, oh my god, yeah.
I just want to quickly say something. Okay. So I like to talk about situations after the situation has happened. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. So, like, let me think of an example that isn't the example I was thinking of, because I can't. To think of something, like, last week, the real I'm gonna expose myself. The real way, okay, I'm not gonna say the real reason why I was exposed. Oh my god. I'm not gonna say the real reason why. No, never mind.
Oh my god. I think we get what you mean. You don't need to give an example.
Yeah. Just completely exposed myself. And I almost exposed you too.
Me? I want to know what your story was going to be later. Jeez.
I want to know. I want to know your fifth grade story later.
Oh my gosh. Well, I can say some of it. So basically, like, the, I guess it was the beginning of fifth grade. This all started. So we went to my grandparents in, they live really, really far away. I don't want to say where, because again, that's like going to give away where they live. And that would be really
bad. We're not interested.
We went to go visit them, but we were surprising them. So we went to go visit them for Thanksgiving, but it was a surprise. Oh my God. And they live like 20 plus hours away from where we live. So we drove that time, which I hate driving there, but like, that's beside the point. We drove there and we surprised them and we had a great week and it was an amazing week, like so fun. And then literally we left and literally a week later, grandmother calls us and my papa, we call my grandfather on my mom's side, papa. They call us, blah, blah, blah. And this is where things took a turn for the worst for the next many, many months. So basically, to sum it up, she needed surgery for many different reasons, but it ended up being this whole really, really long process that was really tough because I was in fifth grade. I didn't completely understand what was going on. And like, yeah, it was just really hard because I didn't completely understand what was going on because I was in fifth grade. And not that my parents have always been really open with us and like they'll tell us anything and they'll be really open with us about everything basically. I don't know how many times I need to repeat that. Basically, you're muted.
I am listening, by the way. I don't know why I was muted. I thought I unmuted myself.
So she needed surgery, and on the day of her surgery, I don't know why in my parents' head at the time, I guess because we were younger, if this were to happen again, like when I'm like older and I can fully understand it like I do now, they probably wouldn't do this now, but since I was younger, they made us go to school the day of her surgery, and I was freaking out the entire day, and like I cried like all day. And then on top of that, like there were not at the same time, but like there was also like this other stuff going on with my grandfather, and then like it was so crazy. That same day there was also this other thing going on with another family member that like I really can't talk about, but it's so complicated. But basically the same day of her surgery was the same day for a lot of things. So I went down to the school like psychologist and she's like, yeah, well, this seems really tough, but like here's an ice pack. I'm just kidding, she didn't actually say that, but like she might as well have. She really did not help. The school psychologists are kind of like a joke, if that, like, they're such a joke. She's muted again.
I'm so sorry. Oh my gosh. Okay. I just wanted, okay, what next? Sorry.
I just like, that story is so confusing without sharing all the details, but if you even get it, I don't know. Oh boy. All right. Well, what do you have to say, Marissa? I feel like I've talked so much.
She's saying 1 second. I don't know why. She's laughing.
I don't know what's going on right now. I'm so confused. I'm narrating for her. I don't know what she's doing. Now she's just staring off. Now, I don't know. She looks like she's making a TikTok. I don't know why. Oh no, she's talking to someone. I don't know why. She's supposed to have her phone on silent. Oh my God, I don't want to edit this.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. I was added to a group chat and they FaceTimed me and then, they had some questions for me. Okay.
So you had to answer. I'm confused. Anyways, let's move on. Your turn. Okay.
So basically, do we want to jump to a different topic or do we kind of want to
We can move on to another mental illness if you want to.
Okay. What do you want to move on to?
Do you want to do anxiety?
Sure.
Sure. All right.
Okay. I don't really know how to, like, get started. Anxiety. What is it? It is, sorry, I'm on Google. It is.
Define anxiety.
A normal reaction to stress, but sometimes when what may seem like an unusual teen struggle can actually, sorry, wait, I need to read this. Oh, okay. I can say this. Anxiety is a normal reaction to stress. That's what it is.
All right.
So.
I kind of like that description, but I also kind of hate it because it's not necessarily just a normal reaction to stress. It's like kind of past that.
Yeah. So, how are we going to talk about
that? Do you want to say some of the symptoms of anxiety?
Sorry. Okay. Social changes. Avoiding social interactions with friends, avoiding activities, isolating, spending increased time alone.
Those Wait, so this is just coronavirus?
Basically, we're describing coronavirus too. Physical changes are I'm reading it because I want to read it the right way. Headaches, unexplained aches and pains. So basically, like, basically you don't know why you have aches and pains.
Yep.
fidgety, complains about not feeling well with no obvious mental cause. So basically, like, you don't feel good, but you have no reason to not feel good. That just seems weird, because you can, like, not feel good. Be like, oh, I have the, like, flu, but not know you have the flu.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry?
Well, it's probably just, like, I don't feel good, but, like, you've gotten all these tests for, like, different diseases or whatever.
Yeah, sure. Then we also have sleep. This is, like, what anxiety does when you're trying to sleep. Difficulty falling asleep, difficulty staying asleep, frequent nightmares, not feeling refreshed after sleep. And then also, this one's a big one, poor school performance. A significant jump in grades, so going down, which would be the most likely, because why would you go up? Frequently missed assignments, describes feeling overwhelmed by workload, procrastinates on or has difficulty concentrating on homework assignments more than normal. And then this is number six. These are known, like, know the symptoms. These are, like, what it can do to, like, physically, and that could probably be a problem, obviously. Rapid heartbeat, sweating, dizziness, upset stomach, difficulty breathing, chest pain, feeling like they're dying, feeling like they're going crazy, numbness, and that looks like it's it.
So, this anxiety is usually self-diagnosed, and you don't need lab tests or imaging, and is treatable by a medical professional, including therapists, psychologists, not school psychologists. Medication sometimes, and it's very common as well, way more than 3 million U.S. cases a year. Again, very common.
Yeah. So, do you have anxiety?
My hair looks so bad. I'm sorry. I can't. I hate this.
Why?
I just don't like it.
Can't see us.
I don't know. It's just annoying.
I look so bad on all of these podcasts. They can't see me. It doesn't matter.
Anyways, I feel like I would say yes, but like it's not as apparent to others, if that makes sense. Like you definitely might think, well, I don't know, like I feel like you don't, or like if people just met me or even like my family might be like, I don't know, I feel like you wouldn't. But that's because sometimes for me it's like in the back of my mind, and like I'm not necessarily putting on a show for people, but like it's more of like a, I'm covering it up deep down inside. So I'm like, that's what I'm portraying, even if I don't know it. It's like a unconscious type of thing. But I would say that I am a very anxious person in general. I overthink things so much. I'm always worried about every little detail of the plan. Like, say I made a plan with, I don't know, my cousin, to go to the movies, and oh my god, I haven't gone to the movies in so long. Say I made a plan with my cousin and like my aunt and my mom to go to the movies. I am always concerned about every little detail that doesn't even matter that much. Like whether it's kind of a more big deal, like who's driving. I'm always concerning myself with those things because I overthink it, and I'm like, well, I want to drive, or not me, but I want to take our car, blah blah blah. Like I feel like for a 13-year-old to think about like who's driving and have an opinion on it is kind of crazy, but I do, and I'm an opinionated person, but like everyone knows that. I don't know how to put this into words, but I get very nervous about sleeping over places, if that is like
basically I'm like the most thing. Hard person to communicate with.
You?
Yeah.
I feel like
it's okay to be honest.
I feel like yes, but like not anymore to me, because like I know how to like communicate with you now, you know?
Yeah, it was, how can I say this? It's difficult. I don't want to sound like I'm an annoying human. It's difficult because of the situation I'm in.
Oh, to make a plan. Yes.
Yeah, no, I've always felt like, and I get frustrated with it too, because I like everything to go planned. I like to be early to things. I like everything to be perfect. So it was extremely hard when I was getting situated.
Yeah. I think when I first became friends with you, but I would say like kind of last year, whenever we'd make plans, it would really annoy me because like you'd be like,
okay, 2020 or 2019?
I don't know. I feel like
when people say last year, I really
probably just like the end of 2019, beginning of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Like it would be sometimes annoying, like that, like it'd be a week away from like the date that I wanted to hang out with you, and you still wouldn't be able to answer me about mm-hmm. it. But like now that I've like kind of understood like how you can make the plans, I'm like, it doesn't annoy me anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think I'm still annoying. I think it's still very difficult to make plans with me. I think everybody struggles to make plans with me. It is what it is. I mean, but then again, I can't do anything about it. Like, I'm not the one driving myself there. Like, it's like, you know, so.
Yeah. I feel like, eventually, like when you can drive and get your own car and stuff, it'll be easier for you to make plans.
Yeah, no, I'll just drive over whenever I want.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
Planning. No, there will be no planning. I'm not going to text you. I'm just going to come over.
Okay, yeah, you can do that.
I don't care if you're, like, in the middle of, like, dinner. Sorry, you're going to have to, I guess you're going to feed me, too.
Wait, what?
If I ever come over while you're eating, you're going to have to give me some.
I will. Okay. My mom, my parents love you. They'll give you food.
Yeah, no, of course. Definitely.
I'm also kind of like get like some social anxiety, which is like weird because if you meet me, you wouldn't think that, but I do. I am talking to your mom, your dad, whoever, and I'm so nervous. But I don't show it at all. I'm very good at not showing it, but I'm very nervous. That's not true though. That is true, but not about your parents. I didn't mean like your.
No, I know. I made a confused face because I was like, how do you not show it? So I just want to quickly say, first of all, I definitely don't show any of my feelings at all. I come across as a very hyped, amazing. I come across as a very energetic, hyped up, laughing, really funny, I guess, mm-hmm. happy person, yeah. Almost all the time. I mean, obviously it depends who I'm with, but, you know.
True.
But I also wanted to say, one thing about, so school stresses me out completely, no doubt about it. But there's one thing about, so I'm so bad at meeting new people. I am so bad at, like, talking to people, I guess. Like, I don't know how to, like, I don't know. I'm really socially awkward. And also, presenting projects. And the thing that's bad about it is I can tell other people are getting secondhand embarrassment for how I act because I'm so obvious about it. Like, everybody knows how uncomfortable I am and how uncomfortable I look that it's, like, obvious.
I feel like, I mean, I've never actually seen you present anything because we've never been in the same class.
Thank God. You wouldn't want to be friends with me anymore.
Actually, no, I was going to say one year, I hope we're in the same class because I get nervous to present things too, but then we can just look at each other like when we're presenting and we'll just think that we're presenting, that I'll just think I'm presenting to you and you can just think you're presenting to me.
Yeah.
That's like my hope because like whenever I did a presentation.
No, I wouldn't be able to do that either. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Why?
Because I would laugh. I would think, like, any situation that involves me presenting, something would happen that you could tell I was awkward. Laugh. Cry.
Oh by the gosh.
Way, one thing that, okay, so one thing that's changed a lot about me this year rather than last year is that I cried a lot at school, like, last year, and the year before, like, a lot. But we also went 5 days a week, so I had more chances, too.
Where's the most I ever cried at school was fifth grade.
Mine was sixth grade.
I wore this yellow sweatshirt, and I wear makeup, that's not a secret, and I had mascara on, and one of my best friends who, not to say her name because her privacy and stuff, but we've been best friends since we were two, and we were sitting at lunch together, and I couldn't stop crying because it was about my grandmother and my grandfather, and blah, blah, blah. Could not stop crying, was literally crying the entire time. And she was like sitting with me. And then this teacher came up to us and this specific teacher was the one teacher who made me nervous all the time I was in that school. Well, not the one specific teacher, but
wait,
I can't say the teacher's name.
Mute yourself and lip it.
I will later.
No, just tell me. Tell me.
I will later. But wait. Marissa, we have to like wrap up the podcast too because it's getting really long.
Okay, just mute yourself and then say it.
No. God. Wait, let me finish the story.
Please.
Nope. Basically this one teacher made me nervous the entire time I was in that school. Every time I would walk past this person, but it wasn't that just that teacher. There's always a teacher in every grade that'll make me nervous the entire time I'm in that school. And it was that teacher who came up to us and was like, "Why are you crying?" And my friend explained the whole situation because, one, she knew I got nervous around this teacher, and two, because I couldn't stop crying. And then this teacher, not saying gender, was like, "Go down to the school psychologist," who we all know that does nothing.
I talked to her.
She's really nice.
Yeah, no, she is nice. She is super nice, and she was great to me.
Yeah, she wasn't ever, like, mean. It just, I couldn't, like, talk to her in the way that I could talk to, like, a real, like, medical professional person who doesn't know anyone else in my school and all that.
Yeah, no, that's one thing for sure. I think the one thing for sure that's hard about the talking to a school person is that they talk. So, like, basically they, like, talk about, like the teachers talk together. So then not only does the school psychologist know, but then it's your teachers and, yeah.
So. All right, well, we went like 15 minutes over the time I wanted to, but it's fine.
It's anyways. Okay. Take care of yourself. Drink water. Love yourself.
Yes. Seek help if you need it.
We're here if you guys want to talk to.
Yeah. You can message us on Instagram. And we'll see you in the next podcast.
Bye. Thanks for watching. Listening. Thanks for listening.